Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An Evening with Albert Einstein is coming to Pella. Let's go in-depth with actor and playwright Jack Fry. Jack, where are you from?
I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Well, and what got you interested in acting?
Well, I probably seen the movies and the musicals that were on late at night in black and white, the Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire movies.
And did you start off in theater as a kid?
Well, my parents wouldn't really... They supported the theater, but I put on neighborhood shows and stuff that they saw there as a propensity towards theater. They wouldn't let me, though, major in college in theater. So they said it's something I could do afterwards if I wanted to. But so they were supportive, but not really as far as college goes. They didn't want me to go to college for theater.
No, they couldn't support that, huh?
No, they couldn't support that, but they supported my theatrical musings and desires.
Well, where did your theatrical musings and desires take you then?
Well, I started out sort of as a variety performer. I did ventriloquism and amusement parks, and I was a close-up magician for restaurants, and I entertained at kids' birthday parties since I was 12. And, you know, I still do those things, actually. But now I took some film acting class in colleges, and when I graduated from college, Adam Rourke film acting class. I took some acting classes in high school, and I was in a couple of the high school musicals, but just only as background.
Well, now you've built a performance around Albert Einstein. What was your inspiration for that?
Well, I really didn't know a lot about him before I went on his journey. I was interested personally in metaphysics, you know, like ESP, astral planning, different dimensions, that sort of thing. And I wanted to see what Albert Einstein thought about those things. So I looked him up, and I sort of came across this amazing story about him during the younger years, when he was in his, you know, before he came to America. And it's based on the 15,000 documents released by Hebrew University in 2012, or rather 2007. And I came across this story about his young life in Berlin, struggling to get relatively proven and be accepted, and he's up against all sorts of personal odds, personal obstacles, people trying to steal his theories, establishment not accepting him, those that do try to take it from him, personal life, messy personal life, divorce. The heart of the show is about the relationship with his 10-year-old son at the time. And so it's a pre-crazy-haired Einstein. It's an inspirational story. I was very inspired by the story, so I looked at this and I said, this has to be my next show.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with actor and playwright Jack Fry about his production, An Evening with Albert Einstein. But how do you structure a show like that? You've got to mix it up for us. You've got to get us to the soul of the man. You've got to have events playing out. How did you do that? You just sit down with a pen and paper on your computer and start writing, or what'd you do?
Pretty much that. It took, I'd say, about a year and a half to find out what story I wanted to do, and then probably about another year and a half to draft it all out. I mean, believe me, I didn't come out and write the perfect Einstein formula. I took some time, and I had some creative help with my director, who's also a wonderful writer, Tom Blomquist, and he sort of guided me along the way as I came up with certain things, sort of dramaturged it for me. And I eventually found the story in Heart and Soul. I had like a big piece of marble, and then I wanted to cut out sort of a statue of David. So it takes a lot of trial and error and sitting down and looking out the window and thinking, what's the best way to tell this story?
You tell it yourself. It's not like you've got a cast of a dozen people to help you tell that story.
Yeah, my first draft, I had like 19 different characters, and I realized, that's way too much. So I cut it down to eight or so. But I wanted to follow up the same style. I originally did a one-person show called They Call Me Mr. Fry about my first year teaching fifth grade in the inner city in Los Angeles, and I ended up doing 350 shows of that. So I wanted in my second show to follow that sort of style, one-person show. They're just a lot easier to deal with logistics. You don't have to deal with everybody's scheduling and things like that. So I decided to keep it at that. Then I had to figure out what I wanted to tell it. And there's a few different type of styles of one-person shows, so I had to figure out what style I wanted to tell it in. So, but after that, once I got it up and going, I just tapered it, shaped it, honed it, until it is what it is now. And that's, right now I'm at 98 performances. And to me, that's still a new show, because considering my other show is 350 performances, 98 is still out of the starting gate.
Wow. But how do you hold somebody's attention? There's when you're talking, is it the power of your words, his personality? That's quite a tough act, isn't it?
No, that's a great question, and that's really the challenge of it, because to me, the biggest sin is to bore somebody while I'm up there performing. So I don't want to bore people. I want to keep them intrigued. I want to keep them interested. I try to use every trick, every tool available for me in the solo toolbox. I do a tiny bit, a little wee bit of audience participation, but not really the heart and soul of it is the storytelling. But I use a different ways of telling the story. I use narration. I become the characters. I've got really great 3D graphics that I use to help explain what's inside Einstein's head. So that's fun. So I try to use every mean possible.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with actor and playwright Jack Fry about his production, An Evening with Albert Einstein. What's the audience reaction?
Well, the audience reaction has been outstanding. The show's still going strong. It's an award-winning. It's won 8 or so different types of awards thus far. And most of the shows I do are standing ovations, so it really is it's very satisfying, creative satisfying to do. So, but yeah, the audience reaction has been great. I now do a Q&A after the show, and I usually like to meet the audience, shake hands after the show, if possible, just to get the feel of their energy, and I can always tell if the show landed or not when I meet the audience afterwards.
Well,
if they leave in a hurry, they didn't like it. If they stay around for a bit, want to talk to me, I know they enjoyed it. So usually it's the latter, thank God, it's not the former.
And you know it when it's happening, I bet.
Yeah, you can tell when it's connecting. But now I've done it so much now that I've nuanced the heck out of it, so I can make everything sort of count and matter and mean something.
Well, one of the things when we think about, when I think about people like Einstein or great people like that, Thomas Edison, it's almost like we put them out on a pedestal and think that they're fundamentally different than us, operating on a different plane. But the way that you do it, I understand, you show that this great person had some of the same kinds of trials and tribulations that a lot of regular people do.
Well, that's what really inspired it. to me. Is his humanism and the fact that he always said that he didn't have any special talent. He was just passionately curious, and he was up against all sorts of things: bad weather, bad luck. It took four eclipses to prove his theories. It seemed like everybody and God was against him. It's just like one failure after another. And I sort of related to that. I felt, well, I can relate to his struggle. And people think that he just sat on his easy chair and put his feet up on his lazy boy and came up with all these wonderful, perfect formulas. But he really struggled. It took him 15 years to perfect relativity. Max Planck at the time said, hey, A, if you do it, nobody will believe you, and B, it will be impossible to do it. So he had his, and plus he was up against anti-Semitism. It was really an amazing story that really didn't come out until 2007.
Yeah, and so you just dug into these documents and did your best to create and bring him back to life.
Yes. And it is inspirational, fun story to tell. I never get sick of telling it. And I feel a lot of people can relate to it. Most of us think of Einstein as the old, you know, lovable uncle, you know, but he was a young, virile, young man, and really at his peak. He came up with the miracle papers at 26 years old. So he was, most people don't see that side of him. I really tell the pre-crazy hair at Einstein. This is definitely the story that made his hair crazy. At the end of this story, his hair will be all over the place, in frustration and in passion and desire and failings and triumphs and tribulations. So it's kind of a fun arc to see.
When you're coming to the Pella Opera House, and when is that?
I'm coming to the Pella Opera House July 15th. The show starts at 7 p.m. And very excited to be there. And it's a beautiful town. I've already been to Pella. I came earlier this spring and fell in love with it. It's very, very quaint. So I can't wait to come back and return.
Well, and I'm getting out a little bit in front of it here with this interview, you know, well in advance of your visit. It's just a very interesting, different kind of thing that's come to town that I've been aware of anyway.
Well, I hope you personally get a chance to see it. I'd love for you to come out and see it.
Well, I will. I have another question for you.
Sure.
Let's wave our magic wand and let's put Albert Einstein in your audience for one night. What do you...
My fantasy. That's my fantasy. I've always fantasized about that.
What do you hope he gets from your show, or feels about it, or what do you think his reaction will be?
God, I hope he would really enjoy it, and I hope he'd be able to say I captured the spirit of the time and the angst of the time and the stress of the time, because you don't know quite sure at one point in my show, is he on the brink of madness or genius, you know, or a great breakthrough. And it was a very difficult time in his life. And I hope he can say that I was honest about it and didn't whitewash it. And I hope he'd be entertained by it and be able to go, I wish I saw this play when I was, you know, 26 years old, struggling to find the key to relativity. Because there's clues in it in the show.
Thanks to Jack Fry for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.